The Burden of Toxicity. Exiles are the toxic waste dump of the system. Because they hold the memories, sensations, beliefs, and emotions associated with trauma, it's hazardous to release them. They contain the, "Oh my God, I'm done for," experience, the essence of inescapable shock, and with it, terror, collapse, and accommodation. Exiles may reveal themselves in the form of crushing physical sensations or extreme numbing, and they offend both the reasonableness of the managers and the bravado of the firefighters. Like most incest survivors, Joan hated her exiles, particularly the little girl who had responded to her abuser's sexual demands and the terrified child who whimpered alone in her bed. When exiles overwhelm managers, they take us over. We are nothing but that rejected, weak, unloved, and abandoned child. The self becomes blended with the exiles, and every possible alternative for our life is eclipsed. Then, as Schwartz points out, we see ourselves and the world through their eyes and believe it is the world. In this state, it won't occur to us that we have been hijacked. Keeping the exiles locked up, however, stamps out not only memories and emotions, but also the parts that hold them, the parts that were hurt the most by the trauma. In Schwartz's words, usually those are your most sensitive, creative, intimacy-loving, lively, playful, and innocent parts. By exiling them when they get hurt, they suffer a double whammy. The insult of your rejection is added to their original injury. As Joan discovered, keeping the exiles hidden and despised was condemning her to a life without intimacy or genuine joy.